Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Hi. 1 hour to go here on ESPN 97.5. If you've got any thoughts, you're more than welcome. Just me and Del now, as Lance is going to a movie or something. I don't know what he's doing today. He's watching shows or something, or I don't know. I don't know what he's doing today. But 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us. The big stories, Jim Caldwell interviewed for the Texans head coaching job. I just don't know. I'm going to take it with a grain of salt. It's a Rooney Rule thing, and because here's the thing, no disrespect to Jim Caldwell, but there's zero chance to hire Jim Caldwell.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
Zero percent chance. Don't say no disrespect, and then be completely disrespectful. Well, then, of a chances, completely.
Let me ask you a question.
You can say, look, Jim Caldwell seems like a great, not that we know him, he's had some success in the league, but there's no chance he gets hired. Don't preface it by saying no disrespect when you're going to be completely disrespectful.
That's not disrespectful. It's just honest.
You disrespecting his chances.
I didn't say anything about his coaching ability.
I said his chances.
His what?
I said you disrespected his chances of getting the job.
Yeah, no, he's got zero chance.
See?
So, no, that's not disrespecting him.
A little bit.
No, he was a decent coach.
Yeah, so why would he have no chance if he was a decent coach?
Because he was a decent coach, and that's it.
What, the Texans are guaranteed to hire a great coach?
No, the Texans...
Retreads get hired all the time.
What you need... Well, okay. That's the point, then. Okay, well, name a retread out there that this fan base or anybody would get you get excited about that. And let's face it. There is some of that in this hire. It's getting the fan base back excited again. That definitely is an equation.
I hope
here.
That is a small piece. Not that Jim Caldwell is just going to be a lock. I'm just playing devil's advocate. Not that he's a lock to be great, but hire the best football coach.
It's in the equation.
It should be
someone who will excite the fan.
You're not
base.
A college football,
but
team.
You know. But guess what? You've lost a lot of people in this city since your inception.
Get excited. And then if you start off 0-4 because you hired the wrong guy, it won't matter. Go hire the right guy. Look,
I agree wholeheartedly, but is Jim Caldwell the right guy?
No, I'm playing devil's advocate with Jim Caldwell. I'm just saying. But another Jim Caldwell not exciting type of guy, maybe not with the same resume, maybe it's the first time head coach because it's a coordinator from a different team that no one's really ever heard of. I don't care so much about get excited because that lasts for – who cares if you win the press conference?
No. No, listen, Matt LaFleur, like, what
couldn't,
are you doing?
Couldn't have come in with less.
What with less fan? Like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Even we knew Stefanski. We didn't know Joe Judge. Joe Judge?
But even Stefanski was coming up. Look, they hired him, and he came off an awful offense. It's one game. But Minnesota, his final game coaching Minnesota, wasn't great. And then it didn't matter.
No, because he – but look
he
at
can
him.
Do the job.
Look what he's doing.
Yeah.
And Matt LaFleur. No, I don't care that it's – Listen, I don't care, but the opposite of true is Jim Caldwell. It would deflate. It doesn't have to excite the fan base, but a Jim Caldwell hire would deflate the fan base.
True.
And nothing against Jim Caldwell. He's a fine man, I'm sure. I'm sure he's, I don't know how God-fearing he is. He got an interview, so he must have some of that going on. But he can't be the head coach here. He just can't. So, I mean, and I hate to say it, but it stinks of Rooney Rule. And we got to get these in. Let's go. Let's
what
get
about
these in.
Jim Caldwell's resume other than the Texans can't hire him, say he couldn't be a head coach again? Like, I know your notion about...
It's a preconceived notion of Jim Caldwell.
But...
And I'm not alone.
Understood. He's made the playoffs 5 out of 7 years. Some of that you contribute to having Peyton Manning, but he made it twice with the Lions, and that's Matthew Stafford, who is not guaranteed to give you winning seasons. So he would he's only been, I don't know if anyone else has been interviewed, but if we start going down a list of guys that would excite the fan base, I bet you he'd be the most accomplished guy that comes in. Who's going to excite them that's accomplished? What, Jim Harbaugh possibly? Is that one?
I think Eric Bieniemy might excite the fan base.
Yes.
I think Joe Brady might excite the fan base.
And Jim Caldwell will say, these guys ain't leaders of anything.
They ain't ever done
nothing.
What have they done?
Yeah, exactly. But to your point, I just removed Jim Caldwell.
Well, Eric Bieniemy is one.
He's
in much the same situation Jim Caldwell was when he was with the Colts.
Well, Jim Caldwell was the head coach of the Colts and made the Super Bowl. Eric Bieniemy has not been a head coach before.
Yes, but I get that. But what was Caldwell the coordinator before that?
In multiple places, but before he got the Lions job, he was a coordinator for the Ravens. But he's been a coordinator in multiple places. I have to look it up. I had his wiki up earlier. But he was the coach of the, he was an assistant head coach, quarterbacks coach for the Colts, and then took over as head coach in 2009. So he's with the Colts for a long time. 2002, he held that previous title and took over as head coach in 2009. Was it Pagano in 2008 who had to leave? I don't remember. No, Pagano was there was later than that, right? I don't know who he took over for. I don't remember who he took that job from. But he had been with the Colts for quite a while. And he was the head coach when they made the Super Bowl the next year. Did he take over for Dungy? Is that what happened?
He took over for Dungy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Caldwell thing is on its face. No Jim Caldwell. But I imagine anybody who's going to excite the fan base will be less accomplished. But the Texans just have to figure out who the right guy is, and hopefully they hire a GM first and let that guy figure out who the right guy is.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just to me. And if Marvin Lewis is going to come in, Hugh Jackson's going to come in, I don't know. I just think,
what's the appeal of Hugh Jackson?
I have no idea. I don't know. But these are guys that you can, and they're getting a lot of attention now because you can't interview guys that are on teams currently because they're in their seasons. So these guys are getting a lot of attention, but this is the preseason.
What's your preference? A coordinator, former head coach? What do you want?
I would like to see, I've heard so many good things about Joe Brady, not only from LSU people, but from people in the NFL.
As a leader?
As a guy who can get it done. You know, I thought Bill O'Brien was a good hire too, so I don't know. We'll see. Hey, you know what? Whoever it is, not everybody's going to be 100% on board with. Whoever it is going to be, it's more than likely going to be a first-time coach. More than likely. Because the retreads, let's face it, name the retread. Harbaugh?
Harbaugh's not even really, I mean, he it didn't end great in San Francisco, but it's not like he dipped out of there going 4-12. I mean, they left because they got tired of his act, which is apparently what happens with him. After about the 4 or 5 year mark, the message gets stale and he's got to go. Just people don't want to deal with his eccentricities anymore. But Harbaugh, I don't think that on its face, they may find a guy who's better than Harbaugh just because they just identify the right candidate, but there won't be a better guy available, if he even is available, than Harbaugh, as far as what has been accomplished by, particularly in the NFL.
Yeah.
But who knows what happens. He may decide to stick it out at Michigan in one more year. I don't know. You want a coordinator?
I do.
What about a college coach? Like, excluding Harbaugh. What if some college coach...
Would it be Dabo?
Well, I guess. Does Dabo want to coach against Trevor Lawrence while coaching Deshaun Watson? And by the way, I didn't... Well,
It's Deshaun's guy.
I know, but Trevor's his guy, too. Does he want to coach against Trevor?
He loves Deshaun.
Or maybe he wants to go coach Trevor.
Maybe he wants to go coach Trevor. Maybe.
Yeah. Why
does he love Trevor more than he loves Deshaun? Michael Jordan. Well, why does he? No, you can't love anyone more than you love Jordan.
Michael Jordan wasn't that loved.
Oh yeah, by coaches. By coaches, they won thanks to Michael.
His teammates didn't love him that much, did they?
No, the coaches.
Whatever.
Bill Jackson loved Michael Jordan. You know why? Because he won championships and made him $10 million.
Trevor already won him a title, and he might win him two. Deshaun only won him one.
He okay. I got no on that, winning another title.
Why? You got Bama winning?
And I also saw Trevor Lawrence play last year.
So what?
That's last year.
Is he playing against LSU from last year? No, he's playing against a Bama team whose defense isn't great.
Not great. You're right.
So it's different. Look, all jokes aside, the only problem I have with Trevor Lawrence being in this division is we're going to get a lot more Dabo in our lives, even if he's not the head coach of either team. He's going to get talked to about having both his guys, the matchup. This, particularly, they're both young, so they could see each other, I don't know, 20 times. I don't want to hear from Dabo 20 more times every time they play each other.
You just hate Dabo.
No, enough of Dabo.
Yeah, because enough of Dabo. He's dominating your team.
No, that's not it. It's not about that.
Your team look like a little league team.
No, it's not really the case. Enough of Dabo talking. Stop it. You're not little old Clemson anymore. You're one of the big boys.
Hate Dabo.
Enough.
Because he's a winner.
He's not likable.
You hate winners.
No, I don't hate Saban. You hate Saban because he's a winner. I actually don't mind Saban. What do you hate? Why you have a problem with little people? Is that what you're doing?
No. I just have a problem with that little person.
Nick Saban left my team high and dry, and I still like Saban more than I like Dabo.
Left my team high and dry, too. F him.
It's not your team. You got eight of them. It doesn't hit the same. You got eight of them.
Yeah, that's right. LSU.
Gundy.
Yeah.
Okie State. You've got them. You got Houston. Who else
do
you
have?
You
don't have kids that you put through these schools.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That's the mistake you made. Don't blame me for it.
Okay. 10-12 ESPN.
You should love
97.5.
Bloomgren.
713.
Rice didn't cost you anything.
That's why I'm a little afraid of the Notre Dame. I might actually give him a game. I want to see Notre Dame get boat raced. But that's Alabama defense. Yeah, Notre Dame's offense might be able to do something against it.
That's a little scary. I don't want to see Notre
Not
Dame.
Not the Notre Dame.
You know what? If Notre Dame beats Alabama and gets into the championship game,
so they can
then
get that,
just shut college
get
football
their ass
down.
Kicked by Clemson
again. Yeah, because I don't need to see that again. 10-12 ESPN, 97.5. What I need is Champion Energy. And listen, I've been with Champion Energy for years and years and years now, saying the same thing to you. You will love Champion Energy. I'm telling you, you will never switch again. The service, second to none. Although, I really don't know because I never call them because nothing ever goes wrong. I mean, but if I did have to call them, then I would probably say that your service is awesome. J.D. Power & Associates says it's the best in residential service. So if you're looking for that kind of service, if you're looking for the price, and the price is the main thing because all electricity is the same, pay less at champion.energy/1560. That's champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Sports Illustrated put out its most entertaining teams to watch this season. You know who it is, who number one is. Have you seen the list?
I have not. I just put the list down.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I didn't actually.
Who do you think?
Number one overall. Well, they at the Nets or the Lakers?
The Nets are third.
Who's more entertaining than those two together?
They've got the Mavs. which score a lot of points. Yes. Although now that Steven Silas is gone, it'll be interesting to see how much it changes, because he ran that offense and it was pretty damn good. But Luka's the early favorite for MVP.
I wonder if the Mavs would be good enough for him to get that. Because as great as he was, and when he wasn't hobbled by the Clippers, that they were a seventh seed. Kind of seventh guy. Russell Westbrook did it.
Yeah.
No,
because he'll get – Luka's going to get a bunch of hype. I mean, you were talking about this guy is a media darling already.
True. But if LeBron's team – well, it depends on, I guess, how many games he plays.
You know it'll be between him and LeBron.
But LeBron is like a one seed again, and they didn't even give it to him last year. They gave it to Giannis. LeBron has a – and media were pushing for him late, although the numbers said Giannis was going to win it. If LeBron's at the one seed and he's still dominant, I don't think they surpass him again, overlook him again.
I think there's LeBron fatigue.
It's not that much fatigue. They keep giving the award to Giannis. So I think at 30, the narrative was already at, how could he be doing this at 35? If he puts up another year at 36 by the time the year's over.
Well, yeah, he'll get it'll be a career award.
Yeah, well, he'll be great, but yeah, a career accomplishment. Maybe the last great year of LeBron, he puts up another great year. No, I can see him winning it.
No, listen, it's going to be hard because Dallas is going to be a fifth or sixth seed.
Yeah, Russell Westbrook won it being a lower seed because he did something no one had done since Oscar Robertson. I don't know if Luka, we'll see what Luka does. Yeah. He's a great player.
We'll see. They got Denver second.
I mean, they're coming off what they did last year, the hype of beating the Clippers and... there was only a 5-game series, but they pushed the Lakers in most of those games. But is anyone really locked in to see Denver
No. I think their run at the end of the year with the way Jamal Murray played and Nikola Jokic, how good he is.
It makes you want to watch them on League Pass?
Yeah, I think so. I like the team. Jokic is really fun to watch.
I've always considered Denver, not always, but since they've gotten going, a good team. So I don't see them as exciting. I just think, okay, they're part of the equation going forward. When I think about exciting, I think about teams who can come up, like the Suns. The Suns I'm interested in because of the 8-0 run. They added Chris Paul. Can Devin Booker, with a legit point guard by his side, even though Ricky Rubio was fine last year, can he be the guy whose numbers match wins?
They're fourth.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Can that all come together where they become a playoff team?
Well, you know, I've been loving Devin Booker forever. I think Devin Booker is one of the most exciting players in the game. And no, adding Chris Paul now you'll give him some stabilization. Actually, that'll probably slow him down a little bit. They got the Nets third, the Suns fourth, the Bucks fifth, the Heat sixth. I like it. Then they got the Lakers. I'm just shocked that Golden State, they got Golden State at 12. That's way low for entertainment.
Yeah, Steph's back, no Clay. Draymond will miss game one.
They got Wiseman. They got Wiggins still. They're still a formidable team. And anytime you got Steph.
They added Oubre. I think the Warriors are very interesting because I want to see what they look like, what Steph looks like. I agree. I think that's low. I don't think they should be right above the Rockets, unless the Rockets are there for Schadenfreude purposes.
And then, you know, they got the Lakers 7, the Blazers 8. Okay. They got the Pelicans 9. I put the Pelicans a little bit higher. The 76ers, I'm not interested. They got the Rockets 13th.
Yeah, I think.
And I like the Celtics more than 14th.
I wonder if some of that is. We know what the Celtics are. I don't know. Same team coming back, pretty much. The guys who got to the conference finals. I don't know the logic. I'm reading some of the paragraphs of where they rank teams. I guess you'd have to ask Mr. Connor Orr. I think he's the one who wrote it. Rohan.
Celtics are more elegance than flash. I don't know. I mean, I love the way that Smart plays. Tatum is awesome. Brown is awesome. I mean, that's a that's a fun team to watch. And they're really good, so I don't know. The least interesting team, the least exciting team, the Cavs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're first of all, they're really almost anonymous. Kevin Love and Andre Drummond are the guys you know, but who cares? They got young guards who they hope help, but they were supposed to be styled as the Dame McCollum young version in the East. Now, they drafted those guys last year. So we'll see in the last couple of years. So we'll see. But no one cares about the Cavs.
Then the next least interesting is the Knicks. Then Orlando, Detroit, Oklahoma City. They're going to be really bad. And the Spurs. The Spurs have always been uninteresting, even when they were the best team in the league.
Well, you loved that team in the finals.
Oh, my God. 2014 Spurs?
Yeah.
That was – oh, no. That was my one of my favorite teams.
I couldn't
as
even
much
hate
as
them.
They moved the ball.
That team is what they how they dismantled my team. I couldn't even hate them. It was just the basketball was too pure. I couldn't even get upset.
It was unbelievable. That was the prettiest basketball you'll ever see. Prettiest basketball you'll ever see. 713-780-3776 is the number on ESPN 97.5. James Harden, hadn't talked about him in a little while. James Harden apparently threw a basketball at Jay Sean Tate in practice. He's also been yelling at other teammates and whatnot. Shams Charania tweeted this out. The frustration level for James is high. I would imagine it's got to be for the organization as well. Starting to put Rafael Stone in a tough spot. As a new GM with a new coach, you've got a disgruntled player who is doing everything to work his way out of the city. You're getting to a point where you have no choice but to take the offer and get him out of there so that you can have some normalcy so that you can, I mean, I would imagine the whole team is being affected. Knowing that your superstar doesn't want to be there. What's that locker room like? What's that? I mean, and he's throwing basketballs, and he's yelling, and he's you just know the dude just doesn't want to be there. So,
some people are saying this is just guys competing, particularly the basketball throwing guys get upset in practice all the time. Maybe, but it isn't isolated. It's not you can't look at it in a vacuum because there are all these other things. James has already made it known he wants out. He was asked about his status yesterday and said. Next question. If it was just simply an incident where he threw a basketball at Tate, I could look at it and go, okay, that's just guys competing. But it's not that. There's too many other factors involved. And any time there's an issue, particularly when people are reporting James, this is unlike James Harden. He's not usually confrontational in practice. So you add all these things together and you go, that's what say, no, it's not as simple as guys just competing and that's just how practice goes. It's more, I won't say in the moment he was strictly trying to be difficult, but dude doesn't want to be there.
He doesn't want to be there. And that's going to make it all that much.
And I don't know if I didn't say it on this show, but I think I said it because I'm now a member of the press box. If you didn't know, just like Lance is a member of the Blitz.
Uh-huh.
Member of the press box. So we're talking to the guys.
Your
about,
show, the press box?
Yes. Well, it's Joel and Charlie.
No, it's
and
your show.
But I'm on it as a guest.
Well, Lance claims his show.
Well, I'm not Lance. The Blitz. I'm not the arrogant. I'm not arrogant like Lance. Mm-hmm. But nothing that this roster is going to do is going to convince him he wants to be here. Because there is some thought, well, what if he gets to play with Wall and Christian Wood and Boogie and look how good they can be. James has already been on good teams. If he's to believe that he wants to win a title, even with him on it, this Rockets team is not a title team. They could be good,
no,
but not great.
Well, that's the biggest reason he wants out.
Yeah, so if he wants to win a title and that's what he wants to do, nothing the Rockets can do right now can convince him to stay.
No.
He's not going to look at John Wall and Christian Wood and go...
No, I think we're past that.
Yeah. So
we're past that.
No.
The Rockets know they got to get rid of him.
People thought we could get him into camp, he could play, and they could start... Doesn't matter. They could start off 8-2, but if James believes he still has to go through the Lakers and the Clippers, and he can look to the East and go, I can join Durant, or I can go play with Morey and Embiid. That I think I have a better shot.
Well, here's the frustration level. Why is this taking so long?
Well, they're not getting... Well, from James' perspective?
Yeah, James is like, wait a minute. When I told you to fire Kevin McHale...
That happened
really quickly. You fired him that day.
When I told you to get rid of Chris Paul, well, it happened.
Chris Paul, I never saw Chris Paul again.
Yeah.
When I told you to get rid of Dwight Howard, you do it. Yeah, you do what I tell you to do.
And why am I in camp? Why do I have a Rockets jersey on?
Why am I here?
On?
I told you I wanted to be traded. Why am I still here?
Because the Rockets no longer look at you as their master. They will
really
do, well if they're not taking everyone's poo-poo platter. Yes, they're saying they tried to get seven players out of the Heat. That's not even considering what they would have asked in draft compensation. So they're clearly not just taking whatever teams are offering. So they're not going to just listen to James and go, okay, we'll get you out of here as soon as possible.
No, but he's making it worse. Throwing balls, he's making it even harder for him because they don't want to take a package that's less. And the other teams are going, dude, you have to get rid of him now. You lost all leverage.
Well, the market gets smaller because one of the suitors decided we're out. The Heat, we're out. You're not using us against anyone else.
Right.
You can find another team. Right.
1027 ESPN 97.5 7378-0-3776. We're going to get in here. Hurry.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Yeah, Shandell Richardson tweeted out, latest report says James Harden was in several altercations with Rockets teammates in practice. Maybe the Miami Heat made the right choice. I don't think it has to do with that. I think it just has to do with James wanting out, Shandell. That's simply the case.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler was considered a problem when he blew up the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now the Heat were one team removed.
Right.
Philly traded for him, and then the Heat got him.
He did the same thing, right?
Yeah, he wanted out, and Miami was a team initially who wanted him, and they couldn't come to a deal with Minnesota.
Remember he played with the second team? And beat the first team?
Yeah, he said, I'll take all of these guys who don't get to play.
And I'll beat you.
And then I think he was screaming up at the GM or the executives, like, you need me or something. I'm the one. You need me. Because he had issues with the professionalism of Cat and Wiggins. They got rid of Wiggins, and Cat is there. And what a offseason for Karl Anthony Towns. That many people he knows dying from COVID. And he was asked about it. He says, the reporter asked the question, isn't this an escape from your life, getting to play ball? He goes, well, all the people who have passed were people who loved watching me play. I played for them. So, no, it's not an escape. Because when I play, I think about them all the time. So he is going through a tough situation. But, yeah, Jimmy Butler said, I'm the one. You need me. And eventually, like, okay, you are destroying the confidence of these young guys. We got to get you out of here. And then eventually he wound up in Miami. So I don't think any team's going to care that James is being a pain in the ass, because they will believe that once he gets to a spot he wants to be, namely their team, he'll be fine.
Yep. Yep. 1031 ESPN 97.5. Let's get Chuck in here. Hey, Chuck.
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing, man?
Hey, is it just me, or if James would have put this much effort in hitting key shots and key games as he does in trying to get out of here, we might have been a better team. Later.
Well, you're pretty good.
Yeah.
And
he's been pretty good.
Yeah. Effort, we can point to game 6 against the Spurs. Most of the time it's just been failure. Like he's tried and not been, I don't know, what, mentally strong enough to do it. I don't know if that's an effort thing. Maybe that's a psychology thing.
I wonder what is Jimmy Butler's legacy in Chicago in Well, Minnesota, obviously, they can't love him.
No, I think Chicago, they regret it because, I mean, you get Zach LaVine back and you're still terrible. You get draft pick, you're still terrible. And the finals, like, the narrative around Jimmy was like you couldn't win with him. He was going to Miami to quote unquote retire. He didn't want to win, so he left Philly. And Jimmy was like, "No, no, believe me, you can build around me and go win." And he happened to walk into an all-star emerging in Bam Adebayo, and then they drafted well. They found Duncan Robinson, so he walked into a better situation than a lot of people thought he had there. But I think people in Chicago, well, I don't know, you would maybe know better than me, but I think people are like, yeah, we made a mistake there. I don't think Minnesota had any other choice. He would have destroyed Towns.
Yep, yep. The Bear Bryant Coach of the Year Award finalist out.
Is Brian Kelly on the list?
Brian Kelly is on the list. Tom Allen from Indiana. Matt Campbell, Iowa State. Jamie Chadwell, Coastal Carolina. Mario Cristobal.
Mario Cristobal.
Oregon. They won the Pac-12.
So what? The only reason they won is because Washington couldn't play. Or they didn't even get to play Washington because Washington had both teams had COVID issues and Washington couldn't get over there in time for the title game. 5-2 gets you a pact, gets you a nomination?
Jimbo Fisher, Texas A&M. Brian Kelly, Notre Dame. Nick Saban, Alabama. And Dabo Swinney from Clemson.
Which one of these things is not like the other? Mario Cristobal.
Why hate?
It doesn't make any sense.
Why hate?
He's only there by default.
Beat it. Let it go.
He should have won it last year when he won the Pac-12 straight up and then won the Rose Bowl. That would have made sense.
Was he a finalist? He was probably a finalist last year.
I don't. He probably should. He maybe should have won.
He won the Pac-12 again.
He lost to Oregon State and Cal.
I know. That's a problem. I'm gonna say Jamie Chadwell wins it.
Well, is it another thing where the Bear Bryant Award doesn't ever give a non-Power 5 coach a chance? Are we going to have another one of those issues like we do with the playoff?
No, I don't know that that's true.
I'm asking.
No, I don't think that's true.
Has a non-Power 5 coach ever won the Bear Bryant Award?
I can go look at the list of Bear Bryant Award winners, but...
I'm sure Chris Peterson is one.
Hey, listen, who's got the most talent? Nick Saban, right? Award winners.
Chris Peterson has had to win at Boise.
Yeah,
right?
Chris Peterson won. The list is, well, Ed Orgeron, Scott Frost won at UCF. Yeah.
Gary Patterson won at, they're in the Big 12 at the time, at TCU 2014. Yeah.
Chris Peterson won at Boise. So, Chris Peterson won twice. Gary Patterson, TCU,
That's here, right?
Huh?
Then when you used to always host that thing?
We do host it. We still do.
No, I mean the station when it was 15-16.
Oh, now it's a 6-10 thing, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, so Jamie Chadwell got a real shot.
Jamie Chadwell really does have a shot. I think he's the winner. Because Nick is, right? Nick has got the best talent, and usually the guy with the best talent doesn't win. Dabo lost to Notre Dame, and he's probably going to lose to Alabama. We'll see. If he beats Alabama, he's got another shot. He's got a shot at another He's won it three times already.
Has a finalist ever had losses to Oregon State and Cal on their resume?
Bill O'Brien won it when he was at Penn State.
Well, he won it because he kept the program afloat.
Right.
And actually won like 1-8 games or something like that.
Then, you know what? That was just a gateway for him to become head coach and general manager and ruin an entire organization.
No, I would say he kept the Texans afloat.
Did he? He kept the Texans. Did he keep them afloat?
I mean, it was a raft.
Did he, though?
Raft in the middle of the ocean. That's leaking.
Did he, though?
Yes. Won multiple division titles. Coming off a 2-14 season. Give that man his credit, John.
Yep. Kyle Whittingham won it when he was at Utah before they...
Yeah, I was asking. Yeah. More joking.
No.
But it followed the
of CFP. But it is. I mean, it's... And I think Jamie Chadwell wins it this year. It came out of nowhere. I never even... Had you even heard of Coastal Carolina
before
this year?
Didn't they win like a baseball national title?
Coastal?
Didn't they like go into LSU and beat them in a super regional or something?
Did they?
I think so.
Because I don't even remember their name.
The Chanticleers.
Maybe they did.
I thought that's what happened. They went into LSU in the super regional and won, and then went on to win a national title in baseball. They did. That's my recollection of them.
Chanticleers baseball.
They won a national title in 2016.
Oh, my God. I forgot all about it. I forgot I even heard of them.
I'm looking at it.
2016, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't beat LSU. someone else went in the LSU.
Yeah, That, you know who went in was the team from New York.
Long Island.
Not Long Island.
Brooklyn? Was it LIU Brooklyn?
No.
Okay.
What's the name of it? They went in there and won.
There was this giant upset.
Yep.
I just forgot who it was. No, they did go. No, it was them. They went in 2016. They went into Baton Rouge and beat them in the Super Regional 2-0. I remember. Mostly because you always talk about how LSU's baseball environment is one of the best in the country. And they went there and smacked them around. And everyone was shocked. And then they went on to win a national title. The Chanticleers. I think football, they were picked last in their division.
The Coastal Carolina LSU played the wildest college baseball tournament game that nobody watched. They did.
Yeah. So and they went on to win the title. But that's what I knew them for. And now they've got probably the coach of the year.
Yep. I mean, who doesn't want to go? They're at Myrtle Beach, right? I mean, what a great place to go to school. It's warm. They say the women there are unbelievable.
The football stadium's the size of a regular high school stadium here. It's like 5,400. That's how many people can fit in their stadium. I take that back. I'm still on the baseball Wikipedia. I was about to say, I know you play in a Sun Belt, but your stadium should be bigger than that. That was the baseball Wikipedia. But yeah, it's a great story. Unfortunately for them, they didn't get to play for their title. They had to split the title with Louisiana because that game got canceled because of COVID. But and they're playing Liberty in the Cure Bowl. That'll be Saturday.
That'll be a good one.
It is a good one, but it feels like a come down for a team who had such a great year. They didn't get to play for their conference title. And that's a team that probably deserves a national stage.
Well, they got to win because the Bear Bryant includes all the bowl games, too.
Oh, well, he's going to have to take care of Liberty and Hugh Freeze.
Yeah, and includes the playoff and everything.
And Hugh Freeze isn't on the list? Or did
Hugh
you
Freeze
say
is not on the list because he cheats.
He does some stuff.
Yeah, he does stuff. He's like a hooker. He's like a college football coach hooker. Well, he does stuff.
Well, Auburn's
for money.
Auburn's looking at that hooker
with money.
Well, that hooker's about to become a high class one if he gets the Auburn job.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But he's going to be a high class hooker. He's a high class college football hooker, is what he is.
I don't know if I want to keep calling him a hooker, but those are your words.
Tony La Russa has been sentenced to one day in jail,
Maricopa County.
Do you think that Tony La Russa will get shivved at any point?
It seems unlikely, considering he's only getting one day. I'm sure he might not leave his cell.
Do you think that he'll join the Aryan Nation while he's in there?
Is one day long enough to need protection?
I don't.
Is he in jail? He's not in prison. Jail, not prison, but in jail can be scary as hell. I think he stays in his cell, and he's look. You know what Maricopa County doesn't need? Tony La Russa getting a prison tattoo for the one day he's in jail or getting shivved. I'm going to predict they make sure nothing happens to him.
I'm pretty sure he's going to join the Aryan Nation just to make sure that he gets his one day.
Does my bookie, are they taking bets on that?
Well, you
say
we have a my bookie spot here?
No.
Oh, damn it. Damn it. That could have been perfect. What is perfect? Scott McGrath and McGrath Pest Control. I love them. You'll love them too. McGrath Pest Control is, I'm telling you, I used them when we got the new house now. And guess who, when the first person we called, well, actually he was the first person we called because we needed an inspection, a termite inspection. And Scott himself came and did the termite inspection. And Scott still does that. He's the boss. He's the big cheese. He's the all around guy. And yet he's still out there because termite inspections ain't easy. And he wants to make sure that they're done perfectly. And Scott McGrath, the chances are Scott McGrath, if you need a termite inspection, will be the guy that shows up. And maybe he's got other guys, but he just might be. They kill termites, mosquitoes, ants, roaches, fleas, spiders, bed bugs. You know, you say about termites too. Well, once you get termites, it's over. Nope, not with Scott McGrath. No, because Scott McGrath can get that job done and take care of that business. He does it with any kind of animal, any kind of bug, any kind of rodent, anything that you need to get rid of so that you can live or your business or where you live. I mean, come on. Who wants to live with these things? No, don't need them in my life. And Scott McGrath gets rid of them. So if you're looking for a pest control company, 281-469-8240. By the way, if your pest control company isn't very good, go with ours. 281-469-8240 or McGrathPestControl.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. This is usually news of the weird, but we have an odd request here. Greg has called into the show and would like a request. He needs Dell to do something for him. Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm doing great, John. How are you? How's your eye?
My eye is great, Greg. How's your eye?
My eyes are great. I have 20/15 vision. I don't have to worry about anything. Everything else on my body's broken up, but my eyes are still good.
Well, that's a shame about the rest of your body. What?
I have a special request from Dell.
Okay.
Or for Dell.
What is that?
As it stands right now, I'm not going to get anything for Christmas. And all I want is one thing that Dell can provide.
What is that?
I want him to just grab a green Sharpie and write down on a piece of paper, "The man is a clown, and you are his court jester," and leave it at will call, and I will return Dell some carved Pecky Cypress that's from Louisiana, of your face, with an eye patch on it. I think that's a fair trade. All he has to do is pick up a Sharpie. I got to pick up a saw.
What do you want to exchange?
What is your present to him?
I just want him to grab a piece.
No,
of
I know that. What is your
said.
What is your present to him?
Yeah. What do you want to give me?
I just want Dell to get me something for Christmas. As it stands right now, I'm having to isolate because some clown at work got COVID and didn't tell anybody. I can't get COVID, but I have to isolate. I'm getting paid to stay home, and I don't get to go back to work until Tuesday.
No, okay. So what we're asking.
I want to make some.
Okay, what we're asking. You want him to do the Sharpie, but what did you say you were going to bring him?
A peak of Pecky Cypress from right off of Bro Bridge, Louisiana, and I'm going to carve your face into it with an eye patch so he can keep it forever. All I want is his handwriting in green Sharpie that says, "The man is a clown and you are his court jester."
Okay.
It would mean very much to.
All right.
I mean, I don't know if I want a block of wood with your face in it, John.
Well, if it's got an eye patch on it?
I don't know Greg's skills.
I don't know his skill set either, but well, you know what? It could be a nice prop in here. Why don't you just do that? A green Sharpie, apparently.
Specifically a green Sharpie.
Apparently.
All right. And a piece of paper in my handwriting that says, "The man is a clown.
And you are his court jester."
Where's he going to put this thing?
I don't know.
These are your people. That's the weirdest call of some time. Yeah, certainly.
I don't know what a Pecky Shrekky is.
It's Pecky Cypress. It's wood.
Oh. From Bro Bridge.
Well, it's your people. Well,
how's he going to Bro Bridge?
If he can't even drive. Yeah, I guess when he's out of quarantine.
I don't know the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know Tyler Glasnow, the pitcher for the Rays?
Yes.
You know how he gets up? Four games.
I've seen the story. I do.
He uses a photo of Pharma Bro, Martin Shkreli.
He is the one who was trying to jack up the price for which? What
he
was
went to jail for?
Was it AIDS medicine or what was he trying to?
I don't know, but he really jacked up the prices of. I mean, and actually went to prison for it because he's an idiot. But there's a related story. A reporter quit her job, leaves her husband, and has fallen in love with Martin Shkreli and is marrying him. She followed the story, and apparently she fell in love with Martin Shkreli and is marrying him. She's a nut job.
Yeah, you don't want to say no one is redeemable, but he was a piece of crap. And she left her job and fell in love with him. Huh. Why did you have to leave your job? Look, men fall in love with people who aren't great. That happens. But why did you have to quit your job to do it? Is it because the job didn't want you anywhere near them anymore?
Yeah.
He was part of a Ponzi scheme. Yeah.
Yeah. He's really not a good person. And she has left her husband and her job.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you mentioned the husband part.
Yeah. A woman, Olivia Blanco, 32 years old, from London, moved to Miami, Florida just before the first national lockdown in March, has made a whopping $1.7 million in less than a year. How do you think she did it, Del?
Did she do stuff?
She talks dirty.
She's doing
on OnlyFans in a British accent.
Well, yeah, that's doing stuff.
Yeah.
That is one of the quickest come-ups of all time, to do stuff.
Well, but she just talks dirty, I guess.
That helps.
Of course, she is. Have you seen it? You've got to see this picture. Look up British Olivia on Twitter. Wow. She, and it's not just the British accent, Olivia.
Olivia Blanco?
Olivia Blanco.
There's a lot going on there.
There is a lot going on.
Why is she called British Olivia?
She's because she's British. She's from there.
Oh, but just based in Miami?
Yeah.
No, I'm on her Instagram, British Olivia.
Wow. So, she's curvy.
There's, yeah. I mean,
there's a lot of curviness.
I'm not sure any of that is natural, but it is there.
It's there. There's nothing we can do about it. It's there now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Maybe it is.
A Buddha airplane flew the wrong way and landed 255 kilometers away. Apparently the ground staff changed the flight number, did not brief the pilots, who in turn failed to check the passenger manifest and flew the wrong way. Do you ever want to ride on Buddha Air?
No. There are things that I feel like I can roll with a lot. Like, not a lot is going to freak me out. But if you tell me the plane I'm on decided to go the opposite direction, I'm going to have a problem.
Well, yeah, I think everybody on that plane had a problem. But just that you get on Buddha Air to begin with.
I'm not going to use a name to dissuade me. I would have to do some research, and then this is the first story that pops up. I'm not getting on the plane.
I'm pretty sure I'd rather fly Spirit.
I would question that.
McDonald's China is offering a burger made of Spam and crushed Oreos. Do you want a burger made of Spam and crushed Oreos?
Is there like
and mayonnaise
mayo on it too?
It's what?
I was like, just saying, isn't there mayo on the
thing?
There's
mayo,
too?
And it looks like it's dripping mayo.
I don't like mayo, and I'm not that particularly fond of Oreos either. I'm out.
You're not fond of Oreos?
I don't eat Oreos. I don't mind a cookies and cream shake or ice cream when I get either that's pretend Oreos or Oreos are actually in it. I'm okay with that, but I don't like the texture of Oreos.
Oh man, I love Oreos. Nah. That's silly.
I've always been
you dunk them, you hold them in milk until they're just about to fall apart.
I understand the logistics of eating an Oreo, but if I was going to go basic cookie,
you're wrong on this
one. I go Chips Ahoy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're wrong on this.
Doesn't matter. I'm not saying you can't enjoy Oreos. I just don't. I don't like them.
The Kansas City Star is apologizing for decades of racist reporting. The newspaper publishes a series on how it ignored black residents' concerns and successes and fueled segregation. Do you think you want to work at the Kansas City Star anytime soon?
Why would I? Do you think you want to work there?
Well, now that they're woke, I do.
Do you think you could bring a level of wokeness they haven't seen before?
I think so.
What would your first story be?
About me and you, best buddies.
Don't you have to get quotes from me on that? Good luck.
I can make them up.
That's bad journalism. That'd be a poor way to start your job.
Well, here's the deal. It's better than being racist.
Like if you... True.
Like they're racist.
That's true. You think if you had to ever set me up, not set me up, but if you like, we're doing a retrospective on John's career and we want to talk to the people he works with, would you tell people to not come to me just because, you know, I'd be like, well, let me tell you about John.
No, I'm not going to use your real name.
Yeah, I would say talk to Lance, right. Talk to some former producers.
Dale. I'm going to use Dale.
Who are you going to get to play Dale?
Dale Olale. I mean, I'll take a picture of you, but I won't.
Yeah, but they're going to want quotes from me.
Yeah, I'll make them up.
So once again, lies.
A Tennessee grandmother is accused of stealing her grandchild's Christmas present. She's been charged.
Well, it's theft.
It is theft. She apparently, investigators said the president was snatched from under the Christmas tree, prompting victims to report the crime on December 18th. Do you think that's a great grandmother?
What did the kid say?
I mean,
was he
said, I want, give me my present back.
Was the kid a bad kid? These are questions I have to ask. Maybe grandma was teaching the kid a life lesson.
Teaching him a lesson.
I would investigate that. Maybe grandma was galaxy brain thinking and said, you know how you get over disappointment later in life? You give it to
Watch
him early.
Watch this disappointment now.
Yeah, give it to him early.
Either that or she's a scumbag.
That's probably the
All deal. Right, we're done. We got one more day because these guys don't want to work on Christmas Eve. I do, but they don't. So just one more day. The Press Box is next, featuring Dell on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.